Ryan Callahan, are you surviving quarantine?
You know, as much as we can, I guess, right? It's a day at a time, but it's okay so far.
At least Tennessee on the recruiting trail has given you something to write about. Tennessee picking up a commitment yesterday, and you're on commitment watch again today.
Yeah, never a dull moment, even during a dead period where there's really no end in sight for when recruits will be able to resume taking visits. This is kind of an example of, hard to say how much the uncertainty here is playing into this, but for some players, I think it could be that, you know, some guys have been certainly eager to take some additional visits to schools, and as they get closer to decisions and you know, not being sure that they're going to get to take any more visits until, you know, maybe June or July, perhaps even later. I think that's leading to some guys committing, and you know, Jalen Wright, the running back from North Carolina, kind of cited a little bit of that yesterday in explaining why he decided to go ahead and commit to Tennessee just a few weeks after he visited there for the first time for the Vols' latest junior day. It's a nice pickup for Tennessee, kind of an under-the-radar find that I think might be a guy who gets a good number of offers in the coming months. And honestly, he's one of the types of players who might really be affected by there not being a spring evaluation period if there indeed is not. You know, obviously, a lot of schools closed. Not sure college coaches will be cleared to go back on the road for the April and May evaluation period. And he's the type of guy that if schools had seen him, you know, he's still in the single digits in terms of offers. He might have blown up to a 20, 25 offer guy this spring. Got great speed. A guy Tennessee sort of prioritized since they offered him in early February. So a nice pickup there, but kind of an example of the uncertainty and how it's affecting some guys. And as you said, another guy that we know is announcing a decision today, Walker Merrill, an in-state wide receiver from over at Brentwood High School, just outside Nashville, announcing today between, looks like, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt are the main contenders there. He had put out a top seven last week, and he's a longtime Tennessee target. Had an offer for about a year now and has visited a few times since then. So Tennessee in good shape there, it looks like, and perhaps in position to land a second commitment in as many days.
Talking with Ryan Callahan from GoVols 247, thanks to Henley Roofing Company, henleyroofing.net. Callie, that's, you know, one of the things that Brian and I were talking about today was the kids that'll be impacted by not getting this camp time, this spring evaluation period, all the different things that they're going to miss from a recruitment standpoint. But yet these kids still, you know, they haven't changed their minds. A lot of them still want to decide where they're going to go before they start their senior year of school. How important is it right now to have been in on the kids you want early and to identify prospects? Like you just said, Ole Miss, Vandy, Tennessee could have blown up, but we will never know. How important is it to have identified the players that you want in this class and be in on them early?
Yeah, I think that is a big deal, and we're going to see that more than ever this year. Another thing I'll be interested in seeing, if it's sort of a result of this extended dead period or potentially extended dead period, is, you know, colleges kind of have more time to go back, and since they're not going to be able to go back out on the road, they now have more time to go sort of in depth on some film on some guys. So I wonder if we will see, sort of in line with what you're thinking, some, you know, a higher number of offers to some kids nationally by this spring. Now Tennessee is always been pretty aggressive, this staff as well as the previous staff. They've always been pretty aggressive in offering kids early, and I think that's one thing that's going to help Tennessee here. And this obviously, you know, we've talked about it before, but the longer this dead period extends and the longer it is until players can visit schools again, the more it's going to benefit those schools that have already gotten kids on campus. So I always say it's some of the most underrated visits in recruiting are when players are going to games during their junior year or going to camps going into their junior year. That's a critical year for players to sort of lay the groundwork for the teams that they might be looking at, even though they might get a bunch more offers after that. Sometimes that changes things, but sometimes those teams that got them on campus early are the ones they're looking at the rest of the time. And I think that, you know, Jalen Wright is a good example of that. It didn't happen until a month ago, but Tennessee got him on campus in early March, and he ends up committing a few weeks later. So those early visits, long before the summer and fall of a player's senior year, really are important. And this year is going to make those even more important because of the shortened calendar that it looks like they're going to have to take visits before signing day.
Ryan, Tennessee also got a second commitment yesterday. It was not a scholarship player, but it's somebody who's going to enroll right away as part of this class, and that is Isaiah Gaddy. He's a guy who blew up early, but then his offer list tailed off over the last year. What can you tell me about Gaddy and what kind of player Tennessee is getting here?
Well, it's a really nice pickup, I think, for a walk-on, and you know, going into Philadelphia to get a walk-on, you don't see that too often. So give Tennessee some credit here, led by Joe Ossoff, the tight ends coach, who I've kind of said all along, I wouldn't be surprised if he has as much of an impact as any of Tennessee's newcomers on staff. I guess technically newcomers, being a promoted member of the on-field staff now, but you know, what he's done in the Northeast in particular so far, pretty impressive. He helped to get a big group of kids from Philadelphia on campus at Tennessee for their latest junior day a few weeks ago, and then you see them, you know, laying the groundwork to get a walk-on from Philadelphia, a guy that, as you said, had several scholarship offers early in the process, even though his recruitment died down a bit, and clearly those teams that offered were not heavily involved in recent months. That's still a sign that this is a kid who has some ability, that maybe this ends up being a nice steal for Tennessee, a guy who perhaps could contribute, and certainly in a position of need. Outside linebacker is where he's projected to play, 6'2", 225, so good size, and has the sort of the pedigree of a guy who was at least good enough to get some early looks from schools like Texas A&M and NC State. So that's a nice pickup, and to be able to convince a guy to go somewhere that's not just down the road, to go from Philadelphia all the way to Tennessee, you know, certainly he's intrigued by the chance to play in the SEC and sort of prove himself, and sounds like he's kind of got a chip on his shoulder looking to prove people wrong and overcome what he's kind of viewed as a setback in the recruiting process, but obviously is excited to just have a chance to still play for a major program.
Talking with Ryan Callahan from GoVols 247, thanks to Henley Roofing Company, henleyroofing.net. Callie, we don't know where this thing is going to go, what the pandemic in our country and where it's headed and all that uncertainty. Grade where Tennessee's at as we sit here today, knowing that everyone's in the same boat, and how you think we're faring for this 2021 class. Obviously, when it's so early, there's so much conjecture and different directions that it could go. But how are they doing overall with this class, and where do you think it's headed?
Yeah, I think you have to give them at least a solid B or B plus for what they've done so far, if nothing else, because they're good in terms of numbers. They're off to a very good start, actually, just in terms of having this class sort of building up size-wise sooner than usual, because Tennessee often has to wait a little bit longer into the spring or even the summer before it's approaching double-digit commitments. They're already at 8 right now, and as we touched on a minute ago, could be at 9 today if they can land Walker Merrill. So that's a pretty impressive start for where Tennessee usually is. Now, you don't have the quarterback in this class, and that's the one thing that you always like to have early, and that's something they may have to wait on until the summer. We'll see about that. But yeah, they've addressed some needs already, got an edge rusher in the class, a defensive lineman, and gotten some secondary help. And then yesterday, another running back in Jalen Wright to go along with an athlete in Elijah Howard, who looks like he might play running back too, or at least has a chance to. So you've got some interesting pieces in this class already, and certainly still need to add some star power, you know, land some other big fish you've been after for months. But this is a good start, and certainly having a head start on some other teams in terms of that commitment total, I think it benefits you in a year like this, where you're maybe not having to scramble this summer to get the commitment total where you want it to be going into the season, because ideally you'd like to have half or more of your class sort of filled up before the start of the football season at the very least.
Ryan, last thing for you. We'll get you out of here. Appreciate your time in quarantine. But if the summer camp circuit doesn't happen because of travel restrictions or just because of the uncertainty, how is that going to affect not just this coming class but the next two classes if teams can't get them on campus and services can't get them into camps to evaluate them and put that film out there?
Yeah, you know, as much as the recruiting camps you're talking about, the Under Armour opening regionals that would have happened this spring, things like that, you know, it's the college camps. Those are a really big deal, and where Tennessee hands out a good number of offers, you know, sort of getting their own chance to get a private evaluation of guys is at their own camps, just like a lot of schools out there. And not having those camps to evaluate guys going into their junior year or even sophomore year it puts you behind a little bit. So it's yeah, that's a critical part of the schedule. And Jeremy Pruitt's always emphasized the importance of camping with a lot of players that he recruits. So I certainly think that would be a bit of a blow for everybody in the evaluation process for players in finding the right schools and for schools in finding the right players for them. So I do think this is something that's going to lead to a pretty wild year if it does end up wiping out the camp season. You're going to see a lot of teams probably reassessing their evaluations throughout the fall, because this fall could be, you know, assuming there is a football season, it could be their first chance to see some of these guys play in person and really at all in a year, essentially. So you're going to see guys who've changed or not gotten better, and that's going to lead to some changes of opinion and maybe a lot of decommitments. You know, it could be a pretty chaotic year, and that's why I think you see some guys right now saying, I want to go ahead and claim my spot if I like a school and feel like I have a good idea of where I want to go. So it's going to lead to a lot of uncertainty, and evaluations this summer are a big part of what coaches would like to have and what players would like to have.
What do you guys have coming up at GoVols 24/7 before we chat with you again next Tuesday?
Well, as you said, you know, we'll have full coverage of Walker Merrill's announcement as we track that one early this afternoon. That's scheduled to happen around 1 o'clock Eastern time. So we'll have that covered for you on GoVols 24/7. Today's a fun day on the site because it's free VIP day. So any of our VIP content is actually open to everybody. It's sort of a chance to preview the site, and we'll have it. We'll be following that up with a special tomorrow to give everyone a chance to join in and get more of that. But today, everything on the site is basically open to everybody. So come check it out. And that's team recruiting coverage, basketball, tons of stuff going on, even though we're still in this uncertain period with not a lot of sports obviously being played.
A great time to check it out, Ryan. We always appreciate your time each Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.